Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode where I'm going to tell you all about how you can 10x your high-ticket dropshipping business in 2020. And this is the same for any kind of online business, but these particular tips I'm going to give you today are excellent for high-ticket dropshipping. They apply very well to this business model. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, you can go get my free high-ticket dropshipping mini course at ecommerceparadise.com/free course. And it comes with a free niches list as well as live training. All right, so let's get into it. 10xing your business requires a lot of work, I won't lie. It's all about incremental improvements. You have to focus on the little things in your business. So I'm going to start from the top and work my way down. Now, once you've obviously chosen a niche and launched your store, you've gotten a few suppliers, you've started to get a few orders, how do you grow from there? It's a question I get pretty often. I just got an email from somebody today asking me, hey man, I just launched my store, I got a few $1,000s in sales, but where do we go from here? And the simple answer is just keep doing what you did to launch the store. But the more complicated answer is what I'm going to give you now. So obviously, the first thing is you want to improve your product pages. The number one place people are going to purchase anything from your website is through a product page. And if you're sending the right traffic to your website, people that are interested in that specific product and they're in the market for it right now and they're ready to buy, then they're going to be basing their buying decision based on how good your product page is and how well it represents your business. They're also going to bring other things into light, like your About Us page maybe, or you know, the email messages they get from you, the advertisements, things like that. But the main thing is how well is your product page optimized, and how many conversion triggers does it have on it? Does it have enough social proof on it in the form of reviews and social media shares? Does it have enough urgency and scarcity in the form of, you know, expiring coupon codes or countdown timers or limited stock on hand? Does it have enough trust built into it through third-party trust seals? Does it have the necessary risk reversal in it through a low price guarantee and a fair return policy that's pretty clearly stated, a warranty policy that shows that if something that goes wrong, that they'll be able to get their product fixed, okay? These things are super important. And if you update your product pages and you build out really good descriptions with good copywriting, good feature benefit copywriting, along with the actual lifestyle gains that they're gonna get out of that product, as well as all the conversion optimization features, and you make your product pages load fast, then people are more likely to buy. So if you're already getting sales, I would say the first place to start is the products obviously from which you've sold. And you'll probably sell a lot more of them. Okay, once you start selling products in your store, it gives you an idea of what is actually a good product market fit. What are people actually looking for and willing to pay that price for? And if it's profitable, perfect. Go ahead and start optimizing those as much as possible, and then start looking for ways you can make more money per sale. And I usually start with adding accessories. Adding accessories is a great way to do it. Your suppliers might even have accessories that go along with the product, or you can sell parts that go along with the product. You can sell any kind of add-on that would go to enhance the consumer's experience with that product is a really great way to make extra money on every single sale. You can install an app like Infinite Options app through Shopify, and you can add a product and then make it add that product to cart when they choose to check the box for it, okay? And you wanna optimize it with copywriting and stuff like that, and even add a bit about the add-ons into the product description so that they're more likely to choose that. And that'll definitely raise your average cart value and your average order value. That'll help a lot. The next thing that you can look for from your suppliers or third-party vendors is a white glove delivery service. White glove delivery is super cool because high-ticket products are often quite complicated. And with complicated products comes the chance that the consumer might get confused when they're setting it up. They might not know how to set it up, even with instructions. They might not know how to set it up. They might not read instructions. They might just be the type of person that just goes and tries to figure it out themselves. Guys are often, guilty of doing this. I know I am sometimes. And so that means that there's a possibility that might set it up wrong and it might get broken in the setup process, either installation or assembly or, you know, configuration, whatever that means for the product category. So what's really cool to have is a white glove delivery service and pitch it like crazy. Usually they're between, you know, $100 to $300 or more, and, you know, you can make a good margin on those, and it ensures the customer is going to have a really good experience. Okay, so white glove delivery is awesome. It's a win-win for the consumer and for you and for the supplier, of course. It's a win-win-win. The next thing I'd try to add on is either going through a third party or some kind of an app like Clyde, but doing a extended warranty. Extended warranties are awesome. Amazon offers these on tons of products, especially the electronics that they offer. There's a Shopify app I just mentioned called Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E, and you can get that on the App Store. Look in Google for that. And Clyde is cool because they actually have all these different extended warranties for many different product categories. Not all product categories, but lots of them. So chances are yours will be, you know, have the ability to get extended warranties on them. And, you know, you can upsell those as well. And your customer is going to be quite happy with that, because the product gets damaged a year or two after they get it. And even though the actual warranty on it is expired, Clyde will still cover them for the cost of repairing or fixing or replacing that product, whatever that means, okay? Whatever's involved in the contract, included in the contract. So all those are great ways to improve your product pages. And that's kind of the first place you should start with scaling, because the easiest way to scale is to sell more of those products, okay? With high ticket dropshipping, it's unlikely that a person is going to come back and buy another thing from you within a short period of time, unless you have multiple stores, okay? Like if they just buy one product, like let's say an electric bike, there's a chance they might buy one for themselves, one for their wife, or one for their friend, or something like that, right? But and if they're super rich, they might come back and buy another electric bike, like a different kind or something like that. But it's kind of unlikely, you know, more likely than not, they're going to have one electric bike and they're going to have it for like at least a few months to a year until they decide to get another one, an upgrade or something like that. Okay. So with that said, it's better for you to actually, with high ticket dropshipping, to focus on number one, having all these add-ons to your product pages and then trying to get more of these consumers that are always coming to the market. It's great to follow up with customers over time, create follow-up email sequences and follow-up retargeting ads, things like that. Make sure you're still running those Google Shopping ads that get you to the top of the Google search engine's results page when someone types in a long-tail keyword. But more importantly, follow up with your customers, because you never know when, you know, they'll have a friend that's looking for an e-bike and they can mention your store to them, that kind of thing. This happens to me all the time. It happens through providing really good customer service, really good after-sales support, and following up the customer and turning the customer into a raving fan through a number of ways, like asking them for reviews and asking them to tell their friends about you and share you on social media, things like that. So those are great ways to increase your sales and scale. Now, some other ways are to shift your focus from the bottom of the funnel traffic and increasing the average order value on each bottom of the funnel sale to moving up and creating content that's going to move people from the top of the funnel to the middle of the funnel and from the middle of the funnel to the bottom of the funnel, okay? So once you've kind of figured that out, all the bottom of the funnel stuff, then you can start moving and serving the rest of the funnel. And this is really cool, because this kind of technique is going to also make your store a lot better for the bottom of the funnel. People are going to see you as more of an authority, okay? So once you kind of get your first wave of sales and you start doing your first wave of product optimization and average order value optimization, then you should go back, create a bunch of blog content, create a bunch of YouTube videos, do a lot of social media posts and grow a social media group, a social media page like Facebook or Instagram, whatever works for your niche, Pinterest maybe, and grow that community through content. You can create content around the product category. You know, let's say you sell electric bikes, for instance. Electric bikes come in many different types and styles and sizes for many different markets. Some people use them for commuting back and forth to work. Some people use them for joyriding on the beach. Some people use them for off-roading. Some people use them for, you know, all different things. Like, you know, they take them with them in their RV or on their boat or something like that. There's a different electric bike for many different people and different lifestyles. So with that said, you should create content for each type of market that you have, so you can get them excited about that product and let them know what brands you have available for sale and what some of the top selling products are, as you know, represent them, frame them as the best products for that particular type of product, and then get that person convinced to buy that product and buy it from you. And a great way to do that is with buyer's guides. Buying guides are great, and you should use the keywords best, you know, and then the product category. And when you make a guide like that, you can put it on your blog so you can drive free traffic, but also make a squeeze page for it and send traffic to that squeeze page through search text ads. It's a great way to get people that are in the top of the funnel, just interested in product category, to sign up for a free guide, consume your free guide, right? And then they'll come back to your store when they're ready to buy. You can retarget them with emails. You can retarget them with Facebook advertising. You can retarget them with Google advertising. Okay. And so this is a great way to scale. It's going to make you look like an authority. It's going to catch people when they're way higher in the funnel, so that by the time they get to the bottom of the funnel, they're way more likely to buy something from you as opposed to your competitors. And once you get all that going, you're gonna be more of the authority. Now it's time to loop back around to what you first started with, which was getting more suppliers, okay? Because you're gonna have a really optimized site, you're gonna have tons of content, you're gonna have a really good flowing funnel at this point with a community. Your suppliers at this point that are, you know, that you want to get are gonna be more likely to sign you up for an account because you look like more of an authority, because you have more social proof, because you have more content on your website, more products, and your website will just look better in general. Okay, now it's time to reach back out to those suppliers that maybe didn't approve you in the first place, the hard to get ones, and just more suppliers on top of that, and get more suppliers. I usually go on recruiting sprints every 3 months, once a quarter. And during that quarter, I usually get 50 to 80% approval rate on the suppliers I'm going for. The remaining, you know, 50 to 20% are usually hard to get suppliers. It really depends on the number of suppliers we reach out to, what the approval rate is, right? But those hard to get suppliers are just suppliers you're going to have to follow up on every single quarter. So Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4, I would follow up every single quarter, let them know how good you're doing, and let them know that they're missing out. Let them know that, you know, people are asking you about their products, and you're having to refer those people to their competitors' products. It would make sense to have their products on your website. And you can think about your website as a marketplace, a lot like Walmart or Target or even like Amazon.com, and pitch that to your suppliers. Like, we're a marketplace. We actually will list your products here for free. We will keep them at MAP pricing, and we will provide content marketing services for free. All we require from you is a wholesale account with at least 20 to 30% profit margin after shipping. And we can make this happen. How does that sound? And if you give that pitch to the suppliers, they're way more likely to take you seriously, and they're way more likely to respect you and actually give you the margins that you're asking for. And sometimes you've just got to negotiate. Sometimes you've got to play hardball. And you've got to make yourself a real person to them. Talking to them on the phone is the only way to do it. Even meeting with them in person sometimes is required, but you've got to get these hard to get suppliers. They're the ones that are going to help you grow your business like crazy. They're the ones that are going to be the most profitable. They're the ones that are probably going to get you the most sales. And they're also the ones that are going to even refer business to you instead of taking it from you. See, some suppliers actually like to compete directly with their own dealer base through their own e-commerce business. And while I can make money with those suppliers, it's still not ideal because I'm still competing with them. Oftentimes they'll sell below their own minimum advertised price policy, things like that, that just sort of don't really support their dealer base. And it's a way better thing to actually get suppliers on board that are better quality. So obviously once you've done that, you can then upload their products, onboard them to your website, make a separate brand page for all their products, do a lot of SEO and keyword research and optimization, and follow up, and you'll start getting orders. You know, once you get them in the Google Shopping ads and improve the product pages, it's the same stuff you're doing, but you're just doing over and over and over again, and you're scaling because now you have all this content, you have an authority site, and you can scale like crazy. You can do different ads. You can do Google search text ads to each of the product pages targeting the long tail keywords or the model names and SKU numbers. You can do search text ads for the brand keywords, send them to the brand collections. You can do search text ads, like I said, to the product buying guides, the product category buying guides. You created it as a funnel. There's funnel building apps in Shopify that are really easy to use, and some of them have free options. So definitely get in there and set this kind of stuff up. Once your website is doing really good like this, it's just a matter of continuing to do the same stuff over and over again that you've done, and do it more, okay? One of the main things I tell people is you have to not ignore things like email marketing, where you can reach your consumer for free any time of the day or night with a simple click of a button, okay? And that's with email marketing. every other organic method, like Facebook or YouTube or whatever, you are relying on the algorithm of that particular social network or content marketing platform to put you in front of your target audience. Whereas with email, you are relying on the algorithm of the Gmail. And sometimes, you know, if you do things right, you can wind up in the promotions tab in Gmail or in the spam folder. But most of the time, if you do it right, you'll wind up in the primary, the updates. And there's a lot about email marketing I could talk about, a whole separate podcast on that. But I'll get into some of the basics right now. And what you should be doing is every single sales holiday, you should run a sales promotion, like a launch. You should be getting people excited about it. You should be launching the sale. You should be emailing them over the weekend or whatever sales holiday it is. And then you should be talking about them about how well it went after the launch is over. That's going to really help you boost sales, especially when your competitors are doing the same thing. Okay. If you sign up for your competitors' email lists, you'll probably get a lot of emails around sales holidays, and they'll have a lot of promotions. They'll do custom graphics. They'll do a lot of that stuff. So it's a great way to improve your overall revenue per month is to do monthly sales holiday promotions. And usually it's about once per month you got a holiday and you can make a sales thing around that. Another thing you can do is just every single weekend, send out a sales promotion broadcast. Okay, you can do the same thing every single weekend. You don't have to wait for sales holidays. You can send like the pre-launch on Fridays, the launch on Saturday and Sunday to close it out, and then like an after-launch, post-launch wrap-up on Monday or something like that. Okay. You can schedule these out. Klaviyo has built-in templates, so if you want to use Klaviyo, it's great. And it's a really great way to get sales, to keep getting people back to your store and get them excited about buying from you instead of your competitors, people that are on the fence. Okay, so all this stuff is doable, and it just takes your attention and focus on it. You're not going to do it overnight. If you've ever heard the term, Rome wasn't built in a day, it's because it's true. And Rome wasn't built by one person either. It took a ton of people, and it took a long time to build Rome. So if you're looking to build an empire, $1 million+ e-commerce empire, you're not going to do it overnight, and you're not going to do it by yourself. So know that it's going to take you a while, especially longer when you're doing it by yourself in the beginning. And as you hire a team to help you grow your stuff later on, to help you scale, to help you handle things so you can work on higher level stuff, it'll get easier and you'll also be able to grow faster. But you have to maintain your focus and you have to keep going. You have to stay persistent. Every little thing, you know, matters. And so take time every single day. Even when you're at a high level, work for at least a couple of hours, or you know, once or twice a week, work a full day, and you can get a lot done and you can grow your business like crazy. But the thing about high-ticket dropshipping that's unlike other business models, I mean, it's actually very similar to other business models, but the people who really succeed with high-ticket dropshipping are the people that are talking to their suppliers and talking to their customers, okay? If you avoid your suppliers and you avoid your customers or you pass them off to your VAs, you're not gonna make as much money with this stuff. It's just true. I've had experience doing both. In the beginning, I talked to all my suppliers and VAs, or all my suppliers and my customers, and of course, I talked to my VAs. And then later on down the road, you know, I found myself getting lazy sometimes, not really talking to my suppliers anymore, not really talking to my customers that much, not even really talking to my VAs, just messaging them, and things started to stagnate. It wasn't until I came back and started talking to people again, really finding my passion in this business model, that I started getting really, really good at, you know, revenue numbers again. And, you know, we're doing really great. And I'm excited about the growth potential here, and you should be too. There's so much you can do with high-ticket dropshipping. Just make sure that you're the leader of your business. No matter how high up you are in it, you're still being a good leader. You're talking directly to your suppliers. You're talking directly to some of your customers, especially your VIP customers. You should be building relationships with them, especially business customers. Any customer that has a business or a government organization behind them, you should definitely build that relationship directly with them. Make them feel special. Make them want to come back and do business with you. Just make friends, build rapport, and you will become that best source, that authority business in your category, okay? So if this is what you want to do, just make that decision, get the work done, and go and do it. And if you're interested in fast-tracking your way to success, go check out my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. You can enroll at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And with that said, I will see you guys in the next episode. Take care.